Bezos Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from Kuf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, from our daf, emerges in the discussion of Basis L'davar HaAsur, and we will discuss the halachos of one's Shabbos table on Shabbos with candles. How does one ensure that the table does not become a Basis L'davar HaAsur? Our Gemara taught us that if, and our Gemara is not the only base, and it is codified in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Tes Siv Dalid, that if one has a Muktza object sitting on a table, and the person put it on the table with the intention to leave it there, he wants it there on Shabbos, then you are stuck, in the sense that that table is considered a Basis L'davar HaAsur, and even if for whatever reason a Gentile comes and takes it away, nevertheless, that table is now Muktzeh, and one cannot move it on Shabbos. We emphasize that you put it intentionally. If a person forgot, it is spelled out in the above-mentioned Se'if, then in such a case, he could shake it off. However, if he put it there intentionally, then it's going to be, the table is also going to become Muktzeh. Therefore, when it comes to a candelabra that is placed on the table before Shabbos, a person intentionally puts it there bidas, and that will make the table muktza. It should be noted that in many instances, you won't have a problem of basis. Let's say a person just put down a pen on his nightstand. He didn't intend to put that. He normally doesn't leave his pen on his nightstand. He puts it on a desk or in his briefcase. But if he just shachach, he forgot it there, it could be that the nightstand in such a case does not become muktza because it was simply shachach. However, back to the Shabbos table, there it would be considered a basis. So what is a Jew to do? If he wants to move the table further on Shabbos, then how is he going to be able to do it every time he's got Shabbos candles put on there? So the Mishnah Brura in Simen Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Katan Yud Ches, as well as the Chayei Adam in Klal Samech Zayin Sif Dalid, both mention the old beautiful custom of putting down challahs on Shabbos on the table, and thereby the table becomes a basis l'davar HaAsur uladavar hamutar, which we saw in our Gemara, that if there are other things that are on the table as well, that are on the basis as well, so then in such a case, the base is not going to be muktza. As our Gemara said, that you're allowed to carry a bag of tefillin with money inside, because it's a basis l'davar asur l'davar mutar, even better than tefillin, which is a complicated sugya. But the Gemara also says a bag with a book in money inside, because the basis l'davar asur l'davar mutar. This is well known. However, there are two points that should be raised. One of them extremely important l'halacha l'maisa. Number one is we should be aware that the Sefer Ktzos HaShulchan in Simin Kuf Yud Beis in the Badei HaShulchan Sif Katan Chaf raises the following issue. He claims that Basis L'davar Asa L'davar Mutar is only if a person intends for the Davar Mutar to stay there all of Shabbos. However, if his intention is that it should not stay there for all of Shabbos, then it doesn't become a full-fledged Basis L'davar Mutar. And Chalas is actually a problematic example, because Chalas, most time, the people intend to eat the challahs. Hence, it could very well be the challahs, even though it's an old custom, as the Mishnah Brura says this, because the challahs are not going to be there for the duration of Shabbos. I saw in the Masifta Gemara, quoting from the Sefer Divrei Shalom, the Shalos Tshuvos Divrei Shalom, that suggested maybe it would be considered a basis l'davar mutar, because the candles are also not going to last the entire Shabbos. That's an interesting point that we throw out there, but nevertheless, one should be aware, Rabbi Avram Chaim Noah, the great posek, raises this problem with the challahs. Of course, the solution would be, if he doesn't intend to eat all of the challahs, he only intends to eat one of them, then clearly that would be fine, although we learn in Hilchos Betzias HaPas, on Shabbos L'chatchila, according to the Gra, one should cut both challahs as well, and it seems could very well be he would eat both of them as well. So that's point number one. The challahs might be problematic in this regard. Question number two that needs to be raised is the next question. And that is, at the end of the day, what about the fact that the candelabra is worth much more than the challahs? And we have from our Gemara, as well as other Mekoros, that the idea of buses, a davar asur, a davar mutter, is only if they're equal in value. If the davar mutter is equal or worth more in value. As the Mishnah Berurah again, in Simen Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Yud Ches brings down. So the question becomes, how could one say that this is of equal value, the challahs are worth clearly more? So the answer is found in the Mishnah Berurah over there as well. The Mishnah Berurah says, Pshita dehem chashuvim yosim en aner. It's poshut that the challahs will work more. Dehainu min shal heves haner hadolekes. That it's more chashuv than the candle itself. In other words, the issue over here is that what's muktza is the candle itself. The candle is what is muktza. And since it's the candle which is muktza, then you only need something that's worth the value of the candle itself. The Mishnah Berurah adds that the candelabra is just there to serve the shalheves, but is not the primary thing, even though it's the beautiful thing, it's the expensive thing. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah is mechadesh, that what the table is serving is the candle and not the candelabra. It's a base for the candle and not for the candelabra. And for that reason, challahs would be acceptable. The Chayei Adam gives another answer to this question, and the Chayei Adam says, well, for the person during Seuda Shabbos, in that same place, in Klal Samach Zayin Siv Dalid, the Chayei Adam suggests for this meal, the person wants the bread more. The Prima Gadam also seems to say this idea in Simen Reish Ayin Zayin, Eish Lavram Siv Katan Ches, that for the meal itself, he'd prefer to have the bread over the candles. And for that reason, it's considered more chashuv. However, from Rav Nevensal, I heard a different Hagdara. He thought that, and I think this is brought down in other poskim as well, that whatever a person would want to save, if chas v'chalila there would be a fire, that would be the object that is considered more chashuv. So you wouldn't just simply look at what he wants for that meal. If that's so, then we need the other reason of the Mishnah Berurah to say that the reason why the lechem is more chashuv is we only look at the shalheves, we only look at the candle and the flame itself, and for that reason, the bread is more chashuv in this regard, that a person would rather have the bread than a cheap 3-cent candle. This Be'ezer Hashem gives us a little bit of guidelines of how to deal with the problem that a Shabbos table can become a basis l'davar aser and can't be moved. And one should be careful, of course, keep in mind that if one is going to put down a davar hamutter as well, like challahs, one should be careful to do it during Bein HaShmashos. If one does not do it Bein HaShmashos, then of course the table, and if it only has candles on it, it will become a basis l'davar ha'asr only. Finally, it should be noted that when we were learning this in the Kol and the Tiv Aryeh, we had a long discussion. The Mishnah Berurah is not worried about this, but what about the fact that the candelabra itself is considered muktza to the point, according to Rav Nevensal, it's considered muktza machmas chisaren kis. Why doesn't the table become a basis for this muktza machmas chisaren kis outside of the shalheves? It is for this reason that some people put down valuable items on the table that are not muktza, that's a davar amutter, to counter that. However, clearly we see the Mishnah Berurah was not machmer for that, and therefore one does not have to counter the value of the candelabra according to the Mishnah Berurah and according to most poskim, although it's an open question why, according to those who hold that the candelabra is considered muktza machmas chisaren kis, which Rav Nevensal is ma'arich
about this issue in the beginning of Simin Shin Ches, not about candelabras, but similar cases. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that the candelabra also becomes at least a Mukta Machmas Chisaron Kis. If you take a look at our Shurim in the Grus Kolo, we also spoke about whether it would even be considered Mukta Machmas Atzma, or Soloveitchik seemed to go that far. Either way, there are some who would be Machmer to put an equal value to the candelabra, but the Mishnah Brura is Makel in this regard. Something that's greater value than the candle itself is enough to make the table a basis, a davar aso, a davar mutter, and be able to move it on Shabbos. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Yud Zayin.